Hello everybody, I'm Carol Richardson and I am a professional organiser. I'm here chatting today with the wonderful Sabrina Francis, who is a mindset coach. Hi Sabrina.
Hello Carol, hello everyone. Thank you for tuning in.
Fantastic. So how are you today?
I'm great, thank you.
Good.
Really good.
Good.
And yourself?
I'm great. Now, one of the things that we're going to be chatting about is mindset today, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And that's why you and I are going to be talking to each other. Mm-hmm. Now, you know that I work with people who want more space in their home or their office. And so one of the things that I do is work with them to declutter, mm-hmm. to make that environment as spacious as possible. Mm-hmm. And I know that that's often a really emotional journey for them.
Absolutely.
And you work a lot with emotions, don't you? Mm-hmm. Part of what you do in your business. So tell us a little bit more about what you do to work with people as a mindset coach to help them to deal with emotional situations, especially people in business who are probably coping with quite stressful events.
Yes, okay. So yeah, as you introduced me there, my name is Sabrina and I work for, well, my company is Mindset Match, and essentially what I do is help people, whether that's individuals or teams of people, match their mindsets and actions to their dreams and goals, whatever they may be. And absolutely, as you pointed out there, with anything, whether it's decluttering, you know, organizing, running a business, you know, in relationships, a lot of what we do is, you know, we know what we need to be doing, but the one thing that tends to be holding us back is that mindset. And it is because it is an emotional process. It is not just a logical process. And with the people that I work with, a lot of what I sort of bring to it is giving them a bit of an understanding of what's going on for them in their mind. So we look under the hood a little bit, okay. And they're able to then really think about, you know, what it is that they might need to work through or may need to think about in order to get what it is that they want to achieve.
Okay. And are there any difficulties in that process in, you know, getting to the heart of what the problem might be?
There can be lots of challenges. There can be lots of challenges for people even coming to recognise that this kind of support might actually be able to help them in what it is that they're trying to achieve.
Okay.
There can also be some barriers in terms of, in sharing those emotions, okay. For example.
Yes.
We might, you know, be quite comfortable sharing positive emotions, but when it comes to things that are a little bit more challenging or a little bit more negative, sometimes we can, you know, want to hold those in, bottle them up and pretend they're not there, and that can sometimes be a bit of a barrier.
Absolutely. I go through a fairly similar process with people that are decluttering, in that there is a process, and sometimes we hold on to things that are our belongings. We're not using, they're not serving us, they're not something that we necessarily love, but for some reason we hold on to them, and that's why people end up living in this really cluttered environment, because there's something about letting go of those things, and it's my taking people on a journey as you do,
yes.
to help them to understand the relationship with those objects and whether or not, and then naturally the person comes to the conclusion themselves whether they need it or they don't need it.
Absolutely. And I think that's a really important point that you make there, in that we can, both for yourself and myself in the work that we do, there is absolutely no point whatsoever as standing there, sitting there, giving people advice and telling them what they need to do, and they should do this, they should do that. They know very well what it is that they need to do, but it's the really coming to terms with, you know, emotionally, what does this stuff represent for us? What are the meanings that are tied up with it? Where does this come from for me? And what do I need to kind of come to a resolution with, or to get some closure or to resolve, that allows me to really take that control and that power to make the decision for myself. And then decide what I want to do with it, because all of this stuff whether it's stuff in our homes or stuff in our heads in terms of beliefs that we've held on to, it served a purpose for us at one time or another. And yeah, recognizing that, but then realizing that, you know, we've moved on, life's moved on, our circumstances have changed, and we're more ready to let go.
That's it. And that's important, isn't it? Because there may have been a time in your life when those things were important to keep for whatever reason, whether it was a survival thing or, you know, or it just was useful at that particular time for you. But then time moves on and life moves on, and we're in a completely different place, aren't we, than we were. And so it's an obvious thing, I suppose, to you and I that things will change, but not necessarily obvious to somebody who's overwhelmed and distressed and doesn't know why they're overwhelmed or distressed.
Okay.
Who typically do you work with? Is there a typical type of person that comes to you and seeks out your services?
At the moment, I would say it's really varied. So I'm working with all sorts of people, from kind of young people who are struggling with kind of exams and pressures and just life stresses, all the way to kind of senior leaders who are trying to create the vision and values for their organisation and manage their teams, inspire the people that they're working with. So it really does vary, and it can be in kind of business, it can be life, it can be relationships. Mm-hmm. So yeah, at the moment, feeling a little bit all over the place, but at the end of the day, we all have a mind, and we all have dreams and goals. Yes. So it's unlocking that power of the mind, really. That's the kind of thread that underpins all of it. It's understanding people. And how
cannot be underestimated, can it? Mm-hmm. Cannot be underestimated, just that power. We think a lot about our physical world, or our physical appearance, and maybe don't always work so much on what's happening inside of our heads.
Absolutely.
Need to do there. Okay. I very often give out my top tips for keeping an environment that's spacious. It's spacious because you get, you know, you're deciding on what you keep, and those are valuable things that you keep rather than everything. So I often give out top tips on how to get rid of the things that people aren't using or that aren't serving them. Do you have top tips that you could give now for people around mindset? You know, the things that you have found over time that really help people to have a positive mindset?
Yes. So I think the top tip really comes along the lines of the rituals that we create on a day-to-day basis. Okay. And certainly for business owners or people within business where, as our work is quite varied from day to day.
Okay.
And quite often it's those regular routines that we get into that help to get that stability that we're able to operate from. So for me, it is taking time out at the beginning of the day, towards the end of the day, and maybe at some point sort of during the middle, to really kind of take a step back, because we get so caught up with life, as busy as it is, and we're moving from one thing to the next to the next.
Absolutely.
It is just getting that time to really step back and to ask those sorts of questions. You know, what is going well for me? What is standing in my way? What do I need? What am I grateful for? What am I most proud of today?
Okay.
But also, as well as that, taking that time to think and reflect, it's creating that time to let go of those thoughts as well. So whether that's through kind of meditation, mindfulness, bit of yoga practice as well, it is your mind and your body and your environment is all linked. So it's creating those rituals around that space that you need.
I read a fantastic article recently which gave some top tips which were very, very similar to what you're talking about. And they included the very simple things that we take for granted. So if you have a cup of coffee first thing in the morning, that you, before you drink your cup of coffee, you take a moment to actually smell the aroma of the coffee and be in that place, be in that, you know, that's taking a bit of time to be aware, more aware of what's happening, and just a moment to stop instead of rushing into drinking the cup of coffee, which I thought was really fantastic.
Yes. And in anything that we do, literally just hitting that pause button for a moment, taking a deep breath and just experiencing the moment for what it is huge and powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So those are some of your top tips of things that you would advise people to do. If people wanted to get in touch with you, how would they get in touch with you?
So the easiest way is probably via email. So you can get me at sabrina@mindsetmatch.com.
Okay.
But I have got a website that you can go to, mindsetmatch.com, that's got other contact details as well.
I know that you offer such a valuable service, and I think people are becoming much more aware now of the importance of mindset. So to have somebody like yourself, who I know is so fantastic at what they do, to have somebody trustworthy that they can come to, and I know how, you know, I know how much you put people at ease, can tell just by talking to you how much you put people at their ease. And I think that's incredibly important, because as we've already said, it's a really sensitive subject for people. And you've got to trust who you're talking to, haven't you? It's just so, so important.
And I think having somebody there with you just to be, you know, compassionate and not judge you, because, yeah, a lot of the people that we have in our lives sort of around us have all got their opinions, their judgments, their, you know, what you should and shouldn't be doing.
Yes.
And that, and we can absorb a lot of that stuff. We end up actually beating ourselves up so much. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Working with someone like yourself or myself, you know, having someone on your team there to support you and to help you through that journey.
That's it, isn't it? That's where we're both coming from. I think that's why we have such synergy in our businesses, because we both really want to help people and move people forward to hopefully a better place. Where they don't feel so overwhelmed, and they can have such a, you know, a positive step forward is what we're both about, really. Oh, it's so fantastic to talk to you. Great to talk to you, Sabrina.
Thank you very much for inviting me to come along and say hello and to get in touch. Yeah.
Pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Take care. Bye.
Take care. Bye.